Wildlife managers in Canada are hoping new hunting rules will save the porcupine caribou herd from further decline. Effective immediately, hunters must report all kills, and all hunters will be restricted to bulls only. They say the interim restrictions will stay in place until the various international user groups agree on a management plan for the herd. The CBC's Vic Ishchenko reports.
The porcupine caribou herd is still the largest in the Yukon, but it's only half the size it was 20 years ago, with numbers now estimated as low as 90,000 animals. Management board member Doug Larson says without restrictions, the herd numbers could fall in half again before 2020.
We can put these measures in place now. We can prevent that. We think we can prevent that. We hope we can prevent that from happening.
The new rules will restrict all hunters to bulls only. Aboriginal hunters can still take as many as they want, but they can't kill cows anymore.
Every time a cow produces a female calf, and that female calf produces another, and you just do the math.
Surveys suggest NWT Gwich'in, Inuvialuit, and Alaskan hunters account for 80% of the 4,000 animals harvested each year. Yukon Fish and Wildlife Director Dan Lindsay says manned checkpoints on the Dempster Highway will ensure hunters report all their Yukon kills.
Our interest is really to monitor and educate people on the ground, and we're hoping that we don't have to focus on enforcement efforts. We really do hope that we can get a change of behavior, of hunter behavior.
Lindsay says violators face warning tickets or fines from $75 to $100. The new rules also limit licensed Yukon hunters to just one bull per season. Vic Ischenko, CBC News, Whitehorse.